Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, welcome to Red Bet TV. Liverpool 1, Fulham 0, after the drama of Sunday and the league win against Tottenham Hotspur. That was a game of football. 3 points, safely tucked up. Yeah, now, a couple of wobbles in there, but ultimately, what that was 3 points, but ultimately, more beyond that, what it was four. Liverpool are in four. Liverpool have found a way over the last couple of weeks to win football matches in a whole array of ways, just like when Liverpool were really good at football this time last year. We need that. You need to know how to win football matches in lots of different types of ways. Right, I'm going to take this outside before it gets copyright struck. Right, okay, Sam. It was just a win, you know, and if you're going to put together a run of, we're looking for, what, 9 wins to end the season, they're not all going to be 5-goal thrillers, they're not going to be 4-3 late goals. Look, they might be, but I think there's a lot of diminishing returns when you need to score late goals, and look, we might have needed to score one if it wasn't for the brilliance of Alisson Becker and the frankly woeful finishing of Fulham, but look, that's where they are where they are because they lost Mitrovic to suspension. If he'd played tonight, he might have given us more of a game and it might have been more of a threat, but then maybe Liverpool would have had to go to the well a little bit more. Marco Silva set them up to not get beat tonight. Even when we got to the last kind of 10 minutes, I didn't get any great sense of urgency from Fulham. They looked like they were just going to hang in there and maybe try and craft one chance near the end to snatch something from it. And they very nearly did. It was almost actually an excellent game plan from Marco Silva, to be fair. But again, this is why you've got a boss goalie. He's had a few games where we haven't needed Alisson to save us. And now it is his turn. You know, we had a few games where we haven't needed Virgil van Dijk to be brilliant. And I think he has a better game. But look, again, this is the point of having a squad. This is the point of constructing a run of form, is you're going to get wins in all shapes and sizes. I was pleased Darwin got the start. I have to be clear when I talk about Darwin Nunez here. I'm not going to be one of those people who has to talk in absolute tone and say, right, that's it, you know, you're not good enough, blah, blah, blah. He's in a bad moment, isn't he? Don't think he's been quite right since the World Cup. He's had a couple of good moments, scored some goals since then, but I don't think he's been quite the exciting ball bundle of energy that he was prior to the World Cup. I think he needs a summer off and some intensive English lessons, and we'll see. But Luis Diaz was absolute magic again. The more minutes he gets, the fitter and fresher and sharper he's going to get, and the more of a threat he's going to get, and the more of a threat in Liverpool are going to be as a result. Thought he was absolutely brilliant. Really enjoying Mo Salah's all-round performances, digging in for the team, being a bit of a creator. That's another penalty. I mean, outrageous. Liverpool are getting penalties all of a sudden, and Mo Salah's back to sticking them away, which is great. I've seen that game played out 100 times at Anfield before, where a team defends resolutely, Liverpool can't break them down, and they either nick one on the counter or we come away with a 0-0 draw, really frustrated. Well, that never happened. We've got 3 points there. We should be happy for that. This is not being a classic game by any stretch. And thank you so much for watching, by the way, because, like, who really wants to talk about Liverpool winning 1-0 against Fulham on a Wednesday night by a penalty? But here we are. That is what we're here for, through thick and thin, ups and downs, highs and lows. In terms of the standout performers on the night, there was another good performance from Trent. I thought it was a good performance from Curtis Jones. It's great to see Cody Gakpo come off the bench, but Luis Diaz was probably my star man for Liverpool. He is just, he's got that Suarez style electricity about him when he plays that you just love watching him play football. he's magic, and I want to see more of him. So yeah, give it to Luis Diaz. Who was your star man? Let me know in the comments section underneath. If you want more chat and analysis from me, then I've got my own channel, Ultimates TV. There's vlogs and there's opinions. I've done a big old two-parter on Liverpool squad compared to 2018-19 and the essential transfers that Liverpool need to do this summer. That's up on Mates TV, which is my channel, and please do go and subscribe to redmanplus.com, which funds everything that we do. The final word show will be tomorrow morning on this, and now we're looking back on this game and then putting it to bed forever and ever. That'll be boss. Anyway, thank you so much. Drop a like on the video, subscribe, all that good shit, and I'll see you all soon.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.